Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the Doxa Documentary Film Festival in Vancouver, and pleased to be joined by Antti Haase, director of the documentary Monster Man. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, it's my pleasure. Great.
So can you introduce to our listeners to the documentary by telling us a little about what it's about?
Okay, Monster Man tells a story of Lordi, which is a Finnish heavy metal band. And they won the Eurovision Song Contest in 2006 for the first time for Finland. And basically, it's a story about a boy who always wanted to be a monster. And he succeeded in it, and by creating this heavy metal monster band. During the film, he's facing big problems. So in the film, we are following whether he will keep the monster alive or whether he has to stop being the monster.
So how did you actually meet Tommy, a.k.a. Mr. Lordi?
Yes, we are basically childhood friends. We lived close by in Rovaniemi, which is the capital of Lapland. And our childhood homes are only a couple of hundred meters away from each other. And we were not best friends, but knew each other. And I think Tommy knew that after our childhood that I had made several documentary films, and that's why he called me one night and asked me to make a film about him and his band.
So he called you, he was the first one to approach you?
Well, that's right. Basically, I hadn't seen him since, I think, 1992. So it was, almost 20 years since our childhood. Basically, he said that now is the most interesting period for film to start filming, that the sort of hullabaloo and the big media frenzy around Lordi had gone. It was 2011, and that there are big problems that might be interesting to follow during the coming years. For example, he told me that they are hundreds of thousands of euros in debt, and I think it was only 1 week after that phone conversation, he said that he would have to close down their Lordi's Rock Tyrant restaurant, which was a theme restaurant, sort of heavy metal horror restaurant in Rovaniemi, that he has to personally go there and close it down and carry out the stuff from the restaurant. And events like these would be coming up. For me, as a storyteller, it sounded immediately very intriguing and interesting. Basically, it sounded like from riches to rags kind of situation, that somebody has been on top of the world and now they are down on their luck. And I knew how determined and how like a mission-oriented man Tommy is, that he wouldn't give up easily. So it would be interesting to follow whether he can keep the monster alive or not.
How long did you actually shoot the documentary? How long did the production last?
Well, it lasted almost, the shooting period lasted almost 3 years. So I started shooting in May 2011, and I think it was end of 2013. Yeah, something like that. 2.5 years we shot, but then the editing lasted until August 2014. So, totally, it was maybe a bit over 3 years, the whole project.
I see. Yeah, and at what point, if you could pinpoint a certain moment, did you know that this would be a good documentary? This, in other words, you knew that you had made the right decision by following Lordi in their trials and tribulations.
Basically, when he called me, I wasn't convinced that I have to make this, or I must make this film. Well, he maybe sensed the hesitation in my voice, and he asked me to come and visit his place where he lives. And when I discovered that he lives in this 40 square meter hut on a riverbank with no running water coming in, and that he's living in this hut, accompanied with snakes, lizards, all kind of super action figures, toys, basically. I understood that there's only one person like this in the world, and that what convinced me was that that he is for real, that he's living in this fantasy world he created as a child, still today. So that was so convincing that, I knew that there's a good subject here to make a film about.
That's true. He seems to live like this crazy parallel life with two different identities for himself. He's a very cinematic character, as I believe the rest of the band is, of course, because they go on stage and they perform in these outrageous costumes that are kind of like horror movie costumes or post-apocalyptic, you know, something crazy like that, and they perform their music. But that kind of leads me to this question. I noticed throughout the documentary that you decided not to actually shoot their faces when they were shooting, you know, when they were performing outside of their costumes, let's say. Was that, can you tell us why that is and what was the reason behind this stylistic decision?
Okay, so that basically wasn't my decision. That's the only condition he had for me to make this film was that I won't show from the front side. I won't show the band the members who are playing in the band. That I won't show their faces. And well, that was a big thing, of course. That how can you make a film about somebody and you don't see their face? Mm-hmm. So that took a long time to find a way around that. But that's the sort of at the heart of this Lordi band is that. Basically, they are monsters, and Tommy has kept this rule since the beginning that they don't show their faces. So basically, in Finland, people don't, or anywhere in the world, people don't know how they look like. And so the reason for that is that he wants to create this mystery around the monsters.
Yeah. An air of kind of mystery. Yeah, that's pretty much understood in the film. So, throughout the film, there are moments that where it, you know, it goes beyond the music. For instance, there's a moment in which Tommy understands that or finds out that his drummer passes away, so they have to replace him. In those moments, did you feel like you with the camera were sort of intruding on the action, or were you welcome to follow whatever was happening around you and around them at that particular moment?
Yeah, I was welcome to pretty much shoot anything that I think there weren't any moments when I was told that you can't film this. That's what I was extremely happy about, how open Tommy was about me filming different situations. And of course, it's making a documentary film is the basic thing is trust between the filmmaker and people you are filming with. I spent so much time with the band and with Tommy, and that we had a really close relationship, and whenever something happened, I was welcome to come and film it. And of course, you, for example, when the drummer died, it was you mix your own emotions with those events because you are living so close to the main subjects of the film that but you have to distance yourself a little bit from that and try to tell the story. I wasn't making a sort of a fan film about Lordi. That I want to tell a universal story that would move anybody, even people who don't like heavy metal music or who don't like Lordi. If I would have made a fan movie, there would have been much more concert material and maybe more about creating the music. And but during this filming period, there were so many dramatic events happening that I felt that to follow that and to see whether this boy who always wanted to be a monster can remain that, even if it's middle aged now, that if he can keep that his only mission in life alive, that's more universal kind of story that people can follow and project their own. Or everybody has dreams and different obstacles in their lives, so people can relate to that kind of story much more easily than some stuff that only some fans who really know what Lordi is about are interested.
Yeah, you said it there. It's universal. It's actually a story that probably happened similarly to many other bands that then were forced to kind of like go into these reality TV ventures, and then they, you know, they were trying to make something happen with their new album, and they got a bad, you know, a streak of bad luck. And so it's very fascinating to see these this particular band go through it all, because they're so heavy metal. So it's very interesting
to see them, to see Tommy participating in this Clash of Choirs thing, for example. But
it's very bizarre.
It's like he's really, really out of place, like fish out of water kind of situation. That he's really jeopardizing his heavy metal values and his roots. But on the other hand, with this kind of band, it's really coming out of entertainment as well.
I thank you very much for talking with us about it, and I wish you all the best with your film.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.